KSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The United States says its military forces were attacked four times in Iraq and Syria on Thursday. The U.S. and international forces were attacked with rockets and armed drones. Anti-Israel protesters are in custody after trying to disrupt the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade. Protesters wore white jumpsuits with the words ethnic cleansing, colonialism, and militarism printed on them. They jumped the barricades and glued their hands to the pavement. The party of a secure borders politician is headed for a massive parliamentary election victory in the Netherlands. The result puts conservative Geert Wilders in line to lead talks to form a new governing coalition and possibly become prime minister. It's one of the biggest political upsets in Dutch politics since World War II. Resident Norbert van Beelen says Wilders won the recent election because the Dutch want something done about excessive immigration and the crime that it brings with it.
I think, to be honest, many people are very focused on one particular problem, which is immigration. And this party has had that as a theme for many, many years. So I think that's what people voted for, immigration and all the other aspects of leaving the European Union, looking very inward as opposed to outward, are just forgotten. It's all about immigration.
Also at SRNnews.com, the mayor of New York City is accused of sexual assault.
A legal summons alleges the plaintiff was sexually assaulted in 1993 when they and Eric Adams, the current New York mayor and former police captain, both worked for the city. The filing at the state Supreme Court in Manhattan seeks a trial and $5 million in relief. New York's Adult Survivors Act, which expires on Friday, has offered a temporary window for alleged victims of sexual offenses to press charges after the statute of limitations has lapsed. In a statement, a City Hall spokesman said, the mayor does not know who this person is. If they ever met, he doesn't recall it, and he denies any such claim. Adams has also been dogged by an FBI investigation into his 2021 campaign. I'm Jennifer King.
This is SRN News. Another man sets a record in women's swimming, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Megan Cortez Fields, who is a man living as a woman, now owns the women's school record at Ramapo College in New Jersey, finishing the 100-yard butterfly in 57.22. He also won the 200-yard individual medley at the recent Cougar Splash Invitational Meet. A growing number of men are joining the women's swim teams at colleges and universities across the country and are gradually rewriting the record books. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan's Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs a package of pro-abortion bills. The Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure that students at Michigan public universities can access information about abortion. It also repeals a law that forced patients to buy a separate insurance rider for that procedure. This is SRN News. While the scandals in the cryptocurrency industry seem to never end, Washington policymakers appear to have little interest in pushing through legislation to codify the structure of the industry.
The latest shoe to drop is Binance's multi-billion-dollar settlement with U.S. authorities this week. Efforts in Congress to come up with legislation have gone nowhere, especially in a year that's been dominated by geopolitical tensions, inflation, and the upcoming 2024 election. Meanwhile, law enforcement officials and regulators have stepped in, winning the conviction of Sam Bankman-Fried and suing smaller crypto companies for violating securities laws.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, a man who officials believe was a top assassin for El Chapo has been arrested in Mexico. Nestor Salas was arrested by national security forces, and authorities are now looking to extradite him to the United States. More details at SRNnews.com.